The views expressed on community issues and missions are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of the board or the staff of Cumberland Valley Christian Radio.
Welcome to Community Issues and Missions. Cumberland Valley Christian Radio is proud to provide a servant's heart time where we recognize local people who are addressing issues that impact our central Pennsylvania community. People tackle the problems and do their best to take corrective actions to make our lives better.
Good afternoon, friends. Hey, it's Gift Bryan here, another exciting program of Community Issues and Missions. Today, we are quite fortunate to have with us Dennis Harsick. Dennis, say hello to our listeners.
Hello, good morning.
Dennis, it's good to have you here. You are from the Cumberland Valley Preservation Society of Silver Springs. Wow. Can you tell us, what does that mean? What is Cumberland Valley Preservation Society at Silver Spring?
Well, the Cumberland Valley Preservation Society at Silver Spring is a group of individuals who are interested in restoring and keeping our heritage alive in the Cumberland Valley. We are a nonprofit organization. It's a 501c3, and we're located in Silver Spring Township.
Okay, well, what is your current project? What is it you're working on?
Well, we're working on restoring the Joseph Junkin Senior House, which is a homestead of one of the premier persons who started in this area, who have other things that they have done, and so that they've brought this property, and we are at the point that we want to restore his house.
Okay, so you're going to restore the Joseph Junkin House. I can't help to ask or wonder, are you at all connected with the Willamette Park restoration project?
No, we're separate from that.
Okay, very good. Well, who was Joseph Junkin?
Joseph Junkin was an individual who came to the Cumberland Valley in the year 1738. He was of the Reformed Presbyterian religion, and a lot of his followers had come with him, including his family. At that time, in 1738, the New Kingston area, which was pretty much on the rim of the Americas, the New World,
yes.
I think Carlisle would have been established by then. But Joseph Junkin decided to come to the area. He bought 500 acres on a ridge above New Kingston, which is the present-day New Kingston. Of course, New Kingston wasn't there at the time. And he bought the 500 acres with the purpose of farming, and it created a farmstead. So Joseph then, being in the Reformed Presbyterians who came from Europe, decided in 1758 that they were going to hold the first communion in the New World of the Reformed Presbyterians. So they brought the Reverend Joseph Cuthbertson in from Europe in 1758, in August. They had what was called the Junkin Tent Ceremony, which was the first communion in the New World for the Reformed Presbyterians. Many of the people came from all over. There was approximately 250 people who attended this communion. As of 2010, I was involved with a group of people where we dedicated a marker, the location of where this Junkin tent happened. And we invited the Junkin family and other notable people, and we had a big affair where we dedicated this monument. Once that was done, that we decided to move our efforts into restoring the house, which was on the hill overlooking the town of New Kingston. So presently, it's a stone house, and it was built sometime between 1738 and 1758. So our project now is to restore the house, and so that we can use it for historical purposes.
Well, that's fascinating. It's a stone building. I can't help wondering, did they have some kind of a deal with the Iroquois Indian? This was Iroquois Indian country at that time period.
Well, at that time, we know the Carlisle Pike It was just an Indian trail.
That's exactly right.
And so that that was one of the things that they had to overcome.
They had to deal with that.
Okay, yes, they did.
I was curious. Well, exactly where is this Joseph Junkin house? Where is it located today?
Well, the Joseph Junkin house is located on Locust Point Road, which is between the Carlisle Pike or US 11 and the ridge, which is the road mm-hmm. up there is Ridge Hill Road.
Mm-hmm.
It's a stone structure, and it sits pretty much across the street from, there's a business there called the Climnasium.
Yes, everyone knows that area. If you never know this area at all, you know that building. That's wonderful. Well, do you own that building, or who is the current owner of that building?
The current owner of the building is the trucking company, which is Creek Carriers, which yeah. is formerly known for Schaefer Trucking.
Mm-hmm.
It is sitting on the north of the west portion of the property where they moved their operation to the northern side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And so the house sits on the property in which they own.
They own that property, yeah.
Yeah, they own the property, but I've been in contact with those people since 2010. About taking ownership of the building. The only issue was that it was it's in disrepair, so we're gonna restore it, but we can't restore it in its present location.
Oh, wow. Now, wait a minute. What's wrong with the current location?
Well, the house sits approximately 2 feet off of Locust Point Road.
Uh-huh.
And in between the location of the house and the road is a retaining wall, which is It's in disrepair.
Uh-huh.
As like anything else, the area has been built around with residential, and there's a lot of runoff water. There's a lot of sewage and items that cause the foundation to become unstable. Our theory is that if we move the house, we'll eliminate the possibility of an individual, with traffic on the road running into the building and causing disrepair.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, the idea to move the building is an element of safety. Right now, where it sits, there's no parking, and the property would not be very safe for people to enter and leave the
uh-huh.
property because of the traffic on the highway. And I would feel very uncomfortable with having people come to visit our restored house and mm-hmm. not be able to gain access.
Mm-hmm.
The corner property basically was the farm from the Junkins, and our intentions would be to remove the house, move it the 150 feet to the site of the old granary that used to be with the Junkin property. And what this will do, this will afford us parking, that will afford us to have other garden fencing, and also we can repurpose the foundation as a gazebo out back.
Now that's a tremendous idea. That's a lot of money to spend to relocate the building, but I now am understanding more of the reasons why to do that. However, there isn't any access, is there, off of that building directly onto Locust Point Road?
Currently, there's not.
No. Okay.
But we have spoken with the Creek Carriers, and we've come up with a plan where they're going to donate their upper corner of the property, which is a size of 1.3 acres,
mm-hmm.
for the place where we can move the house.
Okay.
They're going to donate it to the 501c3,
good.
And they're saying, we'll give you the land, you move the house.
Well, that's fantastic. That's those people are to be commended for their consideration of the historic value of this property. What are your plans for this structure after it's all restored?
Well, what we want to do is there's a frame structure on the back, which we'll remove, which is an addition. We're going to move the stone. We have a company in Philadelphia that is the experts in moving stone buildings. It weighs 72 tons, and they said they wouldn't have no problem moving it to 200 feet.
Uh-huh.
Since we don't have any roads to worry about, it'll be just moving across the field. They've given us a price, and we're going to work with that to get donations to move the property. But once the property is moved, what we're going to do is use the upper floors for office space for New Kingston Vision, which is the people of New Kingston. They're revitalizing the town. The Preservation Society, we'll have some room upstairs where we can have some things. In the downstairs, what we plan to do, would be to, you know, use it for people who want to have meetings or do some research on, you know, history or preservation. New Kingston wants to have, the New Kingston Vision people want to have their museum in there, which is fine. And I've been fortunate enough to have some of the writings and documentations of Bud Gaskin, who was a local historian. The family has allowed me to use his manuscripts so that we can house them in that property for people to review. And so that would be the part of the stone portion. And our plans are for an amphitheater in the rear of the property, since now we're going to have 1.3 acres. We can use that for, you know, even for the school to have kids come down and see little programs, history programs. I've even had a guy who's already entertained the idea about you know, showing people how to do stonework. So yeah, artisans, yes. You know, the traditional woodworking. Mm-hmm. And so we would do that, and anybody could come and go.
Well, that's fascinating. I had a lot of material on New Kingston history myself, and I passed it on to a younger person because years are catching up, and I wanted to make sure they didn't get lost. But that might be an appropriate place for it. Maybe I'll suggest that he passes it on to you. Pictures and, you know, the original spelling of New Kingston, people still say New Kingston, even though they changed the spelling to New Kingstown.
Right.
But it was originally New Kingston, and I have that in writing. I can prove that.
Yes.
Well, you already know that. You don't need me to prove that. Okay. But it would be nice to be able to change it back, wouldn't it? I understood the problem was the post office. They said they got New Kingston and New Kensington mixed up. And now zip code should have fixed that problem. It shouldn't be a problem anymore.
No.
But it still is a problem, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
I talked to someone at the post office about that recently, and they said that problem still exists.
It still exists.
Well, what other groups, other than the Cumberland Valley Preservation Team, are involved with this effort?
Well, the New Kingston Vision people have been very helpful. Hoaxtown Heritage Association, mm-hmm. the Cumberland Valley Tourism Bureau, the Cumberland Valley Historical Society, and the State Historical Society have been very helpful in helping us get look for grant money, and also for the assistance of what we'll do with the house after it's done.
Okay, so there are a lot of people involved in this effort. Is there any relationship here to the Bell Tower? Remember that that episode that came up here a year ago or more?
Yeah, the Bell Tavern was an issue which has inflamed a lot of people.
Yes.
And now, I think that's why we got a lot of people who are more interested in preserving this.
Yes,
and especially with the township. The Silver Spring Township has been helpful with the Conservation Preservation Society has been helping us.
Okay, great. Are you accepting donations? And if so, how can someone contact you to make a donation?
We're accepting donations. We have a website which is called the Cumberland Valley Preservation, Cumberland Valley Preservation Society.com. And there's a strip header in there where people can access that. And also, there's a donate where they can go to a donation page where they can donate money to the cause.
Okay, that's Cumberland Valley Preservation Society.com?
It's Cumberland Valley Preservation.com.
Oh, no society.
No society. We're getting a little long.
Okay, I'll say that again in case our listeners want to write that down, because I realize there's a lot of popularity here, and particularly in Silver Spring Township. That's Cumberland Valley Preservation.com.
Correct.
Okay, and they can make a contribution that way. If somebody wants more information, do you have another website or a phone number or something, way they can contact you?
If they access the website, they can get my information and the information from other people who are involved. We're currently updating the website. It's a living document. It seems mm-hmm. like more and more information is forthcoming. Anybody that wants to look up Joseph Junkin, they just go on the internet. We've provided a lot of information about him and the family. And they can look at those, and there's a lot of different websites that will explain exactly who he was.
Well, Dennis, you are a fountain of knowledge. You're to be commended for your efforts, and there's a lot of history right here in Silver Spring Township, part of the nucleus of Cumberland Valley School District, and, of course, a major segment of Cumberland County in general. You are to be commended for your effort in preserving that history. That community deeply appreciates your efforts and what you're standing for, because so much of it slips through our fingertips so quickly and it goes away in a heartbeat. You are doing your very best to preserve some of it, and you're doing it in the proper way, and you are to be commended. I thank you. Do you have any objection to putting your phone number on the airwaves?
No, they can contact me.
Okay, if that's the case, if you're listening and you want to get a hold of Dennis for more information, he's about to give you his phone number. Grab your pen and paper.
My phone number, home number, and it's a landline, 717-697-2566. That's my home number. It's not unlisted. I'm readily available. I'm retired. The one thing I can say is I've been blessed with a lot of people who have helped me, and those people, we're going to get this done, and we hope the move will happen sometime in the spring of 2020.
Thank you, my friend. So long for now. I wish you the very best in the future, and for now we have to say bye-bye.
Thank you.
Jeff Briner saying so long.
Thank you.
Well, we thank you for listening today. Please pray for these people as they address the issues and mission efforts for all of us. We will talk to you again next week.